Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Davis Group bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. That's Steve Winwood, by the way, on vocals there. He was 17 when he sang that song. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Jacobs is here. He and his brother Bert created the Life is Good franchise, that brand. The T-shirts that you have, that you probably may be wearing them right now under your suit, right? And it's a great story. I love seeing the T-shirts. They're all over the place, all kinds of variations there. John, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the book, Life is Good, the book, ladies and gentlemen. Available, John, wherever books are sold, right?
Yeah, that's right. LifeIsGood.com is the easiest way to get it. But thanks again, Jim, for having me on. Really,
absolutely.
Appreciate it.
No, I'm glad you're here. So it took you 5 years. And so here's what I'm wondering. It took you 5 years to, after you told the story about your mother, about what a positive force she was in you, for you, and how optimistic she was and how powerful she felt that attitude was. After 5 years, you guys stumbled on to the idea of Life is Good. I wonder if your mother said, "Well, guys, why did it take you so long?"
we had her on an interview like a few years ago, and they sort of said, "Hey, did you already always know your kids were gonna, you know, finally make it or something?" And she said, "Oh, no, I was like, what are they doing?" Like, but she had a lot of pressure as a kid to be an artist, and so we got the reverse benefit of that. There was not a lot of pressure from our parents to be a lawyer or a doctor or whatever. It was like just pursue what you love, and so that gave us a little floundering, you know, time, and it, you know, really helped us to be able to do that.
You know, John, when I, in my career, especially the last 30 years or so, I've had a lot of people come to me and want to talk to me about their entrepreneurial idea, and a lot of them have been very long shots. I mean, unbelievable odds, and I would really struggle with telling them that they didn't have much of a chance doing it, because I was doing the same thing. I was succeeding in things that everybody else was telling me I couldn't do. So what do you say to people who, I mean, what you guys accomplished? I mean, my God, in 1989, 1994, there's nothing novel about a T-shirt, right? I mean, T-shirts have been around a long time.
Right.
With screen, I mean, what do you call it? Screen press?
Screen printing.
That's been around for decades, right? So you guys weren't doing anything new, but you can't say you can't do this in America, can you?
That's right. And, you know, if you pursue the crazy dream, the long-term, like, pie in the sky, or the real difficult dream to get to, there may be a time where there's a fork in the road and you slightly adjust it, but you're learning the whole time, and you're listening to feedback, and that's the key, remaining open to feedback and not just barreling ahead, because customers, friends, they may help you to adjust your plan a little bit, and so you wind up in a place where you're very happy doing something you love, and it's not exactly what you pictured. It doesn't really matter, but without the trying part of it, without the guts to just get out there and try and be open to rejection, you never figure out if the dream was possible, and ideally, it works out just as you planned.
Well, and I always say that if it was easy, monkeys would be doing it. Right? It's not supposed to be easy, is it?
If you saw my brother and I, you may be confused whether we are monkeys or grown humans. But yeah, I agree with you.
well, and you know aren't those years? I mean, think back on when you were up against it the hardest. Don't you? Would I be correct in saying that in those days is probably when you were the most creative?
I think you're absolutely right. There's a I don't want to call it desperation, but like a intense desire to turn the corner.
You're never more alive, are you?
And you know, necessity is the mother of invention. So you're like, okay, I'm either gonna get a quote real job and just settle into something, or I'm gonna, you know, we're gonna keep powering forward. And there is, and it's really a helpful kinetic energy when you got someone else too. I mean, there were a lot of nights when we either got kicked out of a dorm because we didn't have the right permit, or we just weren't selling any shirts.
Yeah.
And it certainly helped to have a brother, or, you know, for anyone, a friend or business partner to laugh it off with and to shake it off and say, all right, what did we learn? How do we get back at it tomorrow?
Folks, there are 10 superpowers. The architecture of the book is around 10 superpowers. Openness, courage, simplicity, humor, gratitude, compassion, fun, creativity, authenticity, love, and a final afterword, a goodbye to their sweet mother who inspired all of this. John, we've enjoyed having you here, but I really would appreciate if you would come back, because I have a lot more to talk to you about. I want my audience to hear about how you and your brother have managed to make it to this point after 25 years and still be brothers, still be working together. I mean, that's an accomplishment.
Would you come back another day? All siblings, we can make each other laugh like crazy. We can drive each other crazy sometimes, but we're totally aligned on the long term vision, and very enjoyable.
Will you come back another day and talk to us about that?
I would love that, Jim. And you know, the one other thing I wanted to add is just the work we're doing with kids is central to why we don't want to go public or sell the company. It's just
Like for you to tell our audience about that too. That's an important story. Come back soon, John Jacobs, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.